Well, I got a surprise for y'all. I didn't mention this earlier. Surprise, I've got guests in the studio today. And you've been hearing their music here on Going Across the Mountain as well as on my show on Sunday, The Tall Grass. Well, I got two of the members here of Goodfellas. Teddy Barneycastle and Ralph McGee. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you, James.
Glad to have y'all with me today. Now, we were planning for you guys to come and all of you play live in Studio B, which we all know is a huge thrill.
Yeah.
But y'all have a member who's who is recovering from some medical thing, and nothing's too serious, but not traveling. So we're glad to have you, and the two of you today, and we've got your CD, so we can talk a little about that. And play some tunes off of this CD. I played, we were talking about this off the air. I played your cover of Dirty Laundry last Sunday on The Tall Grass.
Yeah.
And y'all have had good response to that cover.
Yeah, we really have. It was a brainchild of Ralph's. I didn't really know if it would be one that we could pull off or not. But with Ralph's arrangement, you got like three different songs going on there. And by the time Ralph kind of pieced it all together, and it was that aha moment. I was like, okay, that's cool. That'll work. But, yeah, we've had a great response out of that song.
I thought the arrangement works really well with the song. Of course, I was glad that y'all didn't try to, like, absolutely recreate the Henley version with bluegrass instruments. That's kind of hard, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sometimes we do. We do like to do a lot of old rock songs and redo them. Sometimes we'll try to do a mirror image of them, and then sometimes we take off on our own and just steal it from them.
Yeah, we've done that on a few occasions.
Well, you know, I've noticed in bluegrass music, that's been kind of a trend. There's been quite a few people doing those kind of covers, and it's cool because, you know, there's a segment of the audience out there, probably about my age, who, although we've listened to bluegrass most all our lives, we also listen to a lot of these other songs. And these are songs from our youth. From our younger years.
Absolutely.
Good stuff.
And when you plug them into bluegrass, all of a sudden you go, man, this song should have been bluegrass to start with.
Yeah.
Because most songs sound better when they're done. Done with a mandolin and a banjo.
Yeah. And I think the other end of it was just the actual idea of the song Dirty Laundry. We're right back in that same thing that he came up with it for back in the 80s. So
everything's come back around again.
So it's all about the dirty laundry nowadays. So. Yeah.
That's right.
You know that working here too, I guess.
Well,
we're not here. You know,
working in the media, working in the media, I don't know anything about that. But anyway, I asked you when you came in, and I was going to ask you on the air too. But the name of the group is Goodfellas, which is cool. It's like you think of the movie Goodfellas, but of course we make it down. Y'all make it down home.
Yeah.
Because you know, you say if you know Teddy, you go, well, he's a good feller,
right?
Isn't that what we say? Yeah. Y'all from Stokes County, you talk like we do down here.
Yeah, absolutely.
So Goodfellas. But I had to ask, you know, is this a connection to any mob in Stokes County? And
sort of.
We won't tell everything we're talking about off the air, but
we do have our own little clique there around Stokes County, and you could definitely get some comparisons there to the old movie. But man, and riding with us anywhere, you're liable to hear movie quotes from every
you got to find a way to pass the time when you're in a car or in a van with somebody.
We act out smoking the bandit.
5 or 6, 7 hours.
Blazing Saddles.
Y'all sound like my family and some of the friends. Oh, yeah.
If it weren't for music or for movie lines, we would have no dialogue.
Yeah, we would just ride down the road and be quiet. We don't like each other that much.
Well, there's some movie lines that, you know, most people you know, if you say it, they're going to know exactly what it's about. You know, like if I say, you boys are dumber than a bag of hammers. Well, you know where that came from, right? I said that one because I shared it as a comment on somebody's Facebook post recently for something they put up that was really funny. Matter of fact, it was our engineer here in Studio B. He shared a quote from the Flat Earth Society that cracked me up. It said, the Flat Earth Society has members all around the globe. Think about that one for a minute.
All around the disc.
Sorry, Sean, I had to steal that for you.
All around the disc, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's a funny guy.
The Flat Earth.
He's a funny guy.
I stole it. That ain't mine.
And we've morphed it now into doing doing bluegrass artists doing the voices from famous movie lines. So if you ever get to ride down the road with us, it's a lot of fun. A lot more fun than the shows.
Maybe y'all ought to do some Facebook Live stuff when that's going on, you know, or something. Yeah. That'd be great.
Never rat on your friends and always keep your mouth shut.
Yeah, I'm talking with Teddy Barneycastle and Ralph McGee of Goodfellas. And I think it's time we play a tune. What do you think?
Sounds good.
We may play Dirty Laundry for you before this little gig's over with right here. But we had planned to play another one to start off with. This is, and your album's just, I learned a new word, eponymous.
Eponymous. Huh.
Self-titled. That's what that means. I've been watching Jeopardy.
I didn't know if we was getting ready to have to fight or something. Okay, whatever. If you don't like it, just tell us you don't like it.
No, it's a good album, and it is self-titled. If you want to impress your friends, you can say it's eponymous.
Eponymous.
Yeah.
Here's a tune from it called Bluegrass Never Let Me Down. Amen. WNCW.
Too much time thinking about the old days, feeling sober about the ones who've done me wrong. Gonna pack up what I need and find my family, maybe grab a happy soul to tag along. 'Cause I've been spit on and stepped on and lied about, had my name took down from books and both my friends. But whenever they're all gone, I know they'll be around. The grass ain't never left. My bluegrass friends ain't never let me down. I pulled your knife out of my back too many times to count. Had a boss that made a million off my back. It's hard not to hate you all, you're only human. Once in a while, would you take your head out of the sand? I've been pushed on and sidestepped and cheated on. Watch my plans go up in smoke along the way. Bluegrass friends ain't never let me down. Here today and gone tomorrow's my new motto. You can shove this daily grind, time flies too fast. Pack the cooler, throw the cell phone in the dumpster. Free camping in the rough and a little grass. I've been held back and I do it overlooked. Had my name broke through the mud, but my best friend. But whenever they're all gone, I know we'll be around. The grass ain't never let me down. No, my bluegrass friends ain't never let me down. Days. Broke one off in your sorry, and I know. But the jealousy, revenge, it's suburban living. The only dish you find is at the bluegrass shows. I've been hoodwinked, bamboozled, and double crossed. And my name broke down for folks I thought was friends. But whenever they're all gone, I know they'll be around. Bluegrass ain't never let me down. No, my bluegrass friends ain't never let me down.
Well, there they are, Goodfellas. Bluegrass never let me down. And I've got two of the fellows, two of the fellers.
Fellers.
That put that together right here in the studio with me, Teddy Barneycastle and Ralph McGee. And, Ralph, you wrote that tune.
Yes.
Well, tell me about how that came about.
That came about from sitting at home on the old social media sites, looking at everybody complaining about everything, and a bunch of the lines out of there are actual things that people posted, and I'm thinking, y'all just need to get off this computer and go to a bluegrass show.
Amen.
And throw your cell phone in the dumpster, and I'll guarantee you a lot of this stuff will go away.
Yeah.
You sit there and you look at everybody, and you know they call it fake book or whatever because it's not their real lives that you're putting out there. They're not putting the dirt, so it's like easy to get jealous of.
Well, they
what
are.
You see there.
They are some people that, I mean, not so much now, but I remember some folks that was on my friends list that they'd share every time they went to the restroom. It seemed like, you know, and it's
look
like,
at this Danish. Okay. Boy, look at how much butter they put on this Danish.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever.
Pictures of food. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's how we use our words.
Yeah.
I remember James Gregory talking about that, you know, and he's like on the sign outside of Denny's or some restaurant, it said, come say hello to our grilled chicken or something like that. And he goes, well, I'll talk to it for a few minutes. Sorry, James. I give all the credit, James Gregory. That's
it. James said it could be a law. I don't know.
All right.
Yeah.
But anyhow.
But anyway, maybe now that song's been rolling around for at least a year or so. It happened to me. A friend of mine was like, man, I'm going to come over and hang out this weekend. I was like, all right, well, why don't we ride up to this bluegrass festival? It wasn't too far from us. Like, okay, wasn't anybody particular we wanted to see. We just not going to sit around here. So we did. We hopped in the car, spur of the moment. Next thing, hour later, we were sitting on the grass at the festival, and life
That's
was
a lot
way
more
better.
Fun than Facebook, isn't it?
Yeah,
oh,
boy.
Man. That's the truth.
Now, you might want to send a picture on Instagram or something from the festival that you're at, but you don't want to get into all that garbage on there. You're enjoying the festival. You're enjoying the show.
Facebook Live it from here. No, just go on.
And what's really cool about that song, we were in the studio doing it. It hadn't been perfected by no stretch of the means, but it took on that life inside the studio the first time we actually run through it.
Mm-hmm.
And matter of fact, Ralph was sitting in the booth next to me. And
now, believe it or not, I was singing that song until we got in the studio. Teddy threw the headphones down and went in the studio. He goes, nope, I'm singing this now. It was almost a little comedy jab, and then I think he finally heard it in there, and he's like, okay, I got you. I'm singing it.
So,
which I defer anytime. Well, I might sing a song or two out in our live shows just to give him a break, but I'm glad he decided to come over to my side and sing.
Come over to the dark side. It really turned out to be, it was really unique how you realized that, you know, once you went through the first round of vocals on it, that I was like, holy cow, this is not as cutesy as I thought it was going to be. It turned out to be really a cool song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, I noticed Ralph's got a song on here that he wrote. There's one that you wrote,
mm-hmm.
one that Hersey wrote,
mm-hmm.
And then y'all got some great covers on there, like the Dirty Laundry. You got a Carter Stanley cover on here. And the one that I probably played the most before I got the actual copy of the CD, I had a digital copy of the Clint Black song, No Time to Kill.
Yeah.
And some folks have commented on how they liked the way that you guys covered that song. Of course, that was a monster hit for Clint Black.
Yeah, it was. And the thing with us is, you know, I'm always apprehensive bringing country songs, even though we do a lot of country stuff, more of an outlaw type deal. But our banjo player suggested it. And the first time we did it, it was one of those songs because the words, I mean, if you listen to the words, it's about any of us that's got some history behind us now. We can turn around and see the mistakes that we've made or the successes we've had. And once we went through it and got that bluegrass feel to it, and I heard Ralph and Hersey's harmony on it, I wasn't sold, but once that happened, I was like, yeah, man, this is something we have to record.
And I tell the public, it is an absolute labor of love, because that is a hard, if you'll listen to it, he doesn't stop singing through the whole thing.
No.
And it's, when we're done, when we play it live, we about need a shower when we're done with this. That is a tough song to sing. A lot more respect for Clint Black, especially after working it up. I'm like, good grief, how do you sing for that
long? Yeah. Well, until I saw y'all had done it and everything, I had forgotten that he co-wrote that song.
Yeah.
And Hayden Nicholas, I believe, is the co-writer on that. But I was in country radio when that song came out and was a hit. And the first time I heard it, I was like, that is a number one hit right there.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And
great. Again,
and so relevant. It was relevant then to our lives, and it still is today.
Yeah.
And that's a little bit of a theme we didn't plan for that comes across on there. It is definitely about shaking off the the whatever the we ain't got forever, so go out and enjoy everything you can.
Well, while we're thinking about that, I'm gonna play that song because, like, okay. I said, I've played it some, but there still may be a person or two out there that hadn't heard y'all's version yet. So here we go, y'all. Goodfellas and a great cover of No Time to Kill here on Going Across the Mountain.
Between the cradle and the grave, Father Time still takes a toll on every minute that you save. The pretend is never gonna change. The number on your days, the highest cost of living's dying. That's one everybody pays. So hand it to me before you get the bell. There's no time to kill. If we'd known 10 years ago, today would be 10 years from now. Would we spend tomorrow's yesterday, make it last somehow? Be the cheers in someone else's game and never learn to play and see the rules of thumb are all the same. Measures every day. The grass is green on both sides of the hill. There's no time to kill. No time to kill. Even I've said it probably always will.
WNCW. I can't hear myself. There we go. I'm going to learn how to run this equipment one of these days.
Well, you're doing good. I mean, so far you're batting a pretty good average.
Thanks, Teddy.
Talking with Teddy and Ralph from Goodfellas. They rode all the way down here from Stokes County to hang out with us today.
Yes, sir.
And I know how far that is because we were talking about that off the air. I used to live up that way and even further away,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
You go further east to where I live,
yep.
But you go north
yep.
from there to where y'all are from.
A lot of good bluegrassers in there. We got
home
of Lou Reed and Alan Bobby. I just spent 3 days with Alan down at his mandolin camp teaching the teaching mandolins to about 50 students, and we had us a nice concert last night and to finish it off with. So happy birthday to Alan again.
Yeah, happy birthday, Alan. Yeah, it's been, if you wanted to learn, if people wanted to learn or wanted to learn more, this has been a great time, like this month, because Alan had his mando camp and Bela had his banjo camp. I mean, golly. Yeah. Made me want to learn.
And that's the great thing about this.
I don't play anything.
Well, it's been like that since, as far as I can remember. Everybody's always been more than helpful to teach you how to play this stuff. Because, who knows, I guess just so you can spread the joy.
It's a craft.
You know how much fun it is. Mm-hmm.
It's a craft and a tradition that we pass on. You know, the bluegrass tradition, that's what it's about. And I think it's awesome that these guys like them that are, you know, so accomplished and so, you know, whatever, they're so gracious to teach us guys like me as a dummy who can't play anything. You know, he'd be glad to teach me, I suppose. But I have met many musicians that weren't willing to help, you know, to help somebody learn how to play.
Yeah.
Not in this music anyway. Yeah.
Well, they understand musicians. I mean,
well, you might need a banjo player someday. You better.
Yeah.
You better start teaching.
Yeah. Yeah. Musicians understand what it takes to learn how to play an instrument to begin with. Besides, if you'll learn to play an instrument, Joe, sometimes the girls think you're really cool.
They never think that. Never. Never. But anyway, let's see. I wanted to get this next song ready. But you play guitar, Teddy, but most musicians I know can play more than one instrument. Do you play some other stuff too?
I can sit and dabble with other instruments, but normally I just stick to guitar, and I'll let Ralph do all the.
He's your mando man.
He's
bet you play more than one, more than mando.
Oh yeah,
I teach banjo, mandolin, guitar up in my little studio there in King.
Fiddle.
But mandolin's my main instrument. I love sitting around playing guitar with in a intimate setting, but not I don't get out and perform with it.
Up and
I see you got your Clarence White laid out over here.
Yeah.
I love sitting around imitating Clarence and
Clarence and Roland, they were good ones, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
You know? And I break them out because Billy Ray passed away. Yeah. So, you know, glad to play some Kentucky Colonels.
Oh, yeah.
But, so King is like the epicenter of the bluegrass world now.
Let's see him. We can see who else we got. Jimmy Haley from up there and Alan.
Ronnie Bowman. He's from Stokes County.
So, something in the water up there.
Maybe
a meteor might have struck or something.
Well, the meteor would have been Jimmy Haley. That would have been
Oh, man. Well, let's play us another one off here. I wanted to play the one you wrote, Teddy, called Times Change.
Yeah.
Can you tell us about that one a little bit?
We, when my oldest daughter was getting ready to graduate high school, you know, it was, for me, I was kind of bummed out about it a little bit because she was growing up, and I still had the thoughts of her when she was little, and she was getting ready to go to prom the day that I started the song, and I just happened to look through the hallway, and on her bedroom door was her prom dress. And I'd been kind of dabbling with the melody of it, and just sat down and started writing out words, and it spewed out to be that song. And for a long time, I carried the song around and would do it in church-type settings. And when we went in the studio, we knew we wanted to do it, but... ironically enough, I wasn't even in the studio the day that Ralph and Hersey had went in to start laying down their tracks. And Ralph kind of he just kind of added some things to it. And he goes, hey, man, you need to hear, you know, what we've done. And when I got it in the car and was going down the road listening to it, I was like, oh, my gosh, I cannot believe how good. Because I was really concerned about the arrangement. How was it going to sound without taking away from the song. And I'll give Ralph props on that. Now, arrangement-wise, if you knew the version of it without all the instruments, he hit a home run in that one.
He's the arranger. See, in your Stokes County mafia hierarchy, you've got to have
the
fixer,
arranger.
The arranger, right?
That's right. That's right. That's how that goes. And the fixer is, I guess I would be, when I'm not the fixer, Ralph would be the fixer, especially in the live type settings. Because, you know, live music, it's like we were talking as you get older, there's so much activity going on inside your mind, even in the middle of a song. And sometimes it's, if you're not careful, you become robotic with what you're doing because you're thinking of something else, maybe mm-hmm. in the room or away from what you're doing. And, you know, it you got to rein yourself back in, and you're on autopilot, and then you get back into the song and you do the runs or whatever vocally or instrumentation wise. But thinking about going back to the song, my daughter leaving, and it was about, I guess it took me about a month of playing the song before I could ever actually play it with her being in the room. Because it was so emotional, because it really, every bit of that song is true from beginning to the end.
Mm-hmm.
And the reality of, you know, we do get older and your babies do grow up and they do leave home.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it still has a little bit of a sting, even though she's a very successful school teacher, if there is such a thing, which I think that there is.
Well, sure.
She's a school teacher.
I mean, you may not get rich successful, but if you're a good teacher and you see it results in your students, then
absolutely.
You're successful.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And she is not a big fan of this song, it, I guess it's from the emotional standpoint. She's like, I don't want to hear it, Dad. I don't want to hear it.
Secretly, yeah. She's listening to it.
Well, right. Well, yeah. She'll always be your little girl. So
yep.
She'll always be my little girl, that's for sure.
Even
that's
if she's sure. a grown teacher, she's your little girl.
That's
right?
Exactly right. That's exactly right.
Now, we were talking off the air about we all went to country schools when we were in grade school.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all up there.
Pinnacle.
And me down the road over there in Summerfield in Guilford County. And we were talking about the food we used to have at those country schools. You know, your friends' mamas worked in the lunchroom, and we talked about, what was it? The
peanut butter delight.
Yes.
Peanut butter delight.
Yes.
Peanut butter delight.
And homemade biscuits and all this stuff.
And real gravy.
Real gravy. That's right. And those big old square rectangle pizzas and all that stuff.
I do some substitute teaching on the side. And I'll get in the lunch line, and I'll be like, where's the salt at? And like, ooh, no
salt.
We don't talk about that in here.
Yeah.
And send her later. one of the lunch ladies will go sneak me a little bit in the little thing, so I can like, choke this stuff down somehow. Our bass player's mom and aunt was the actual lunch ladies at our school, and we got treated like royalty.
Oh,
we were
yeah.
like Don Corleone walking in school. It was like, they seen us coming. We got extra gravy, extra everything.
Oh, yeah.
They really.
Yeah.
Good times.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, did you ever, the chicken pie? Do you remember the chicken pie?
Yeah.
The chicken pie. And they had real mashed potatoes. I can still remember. They had
the great big tub thing.
And the mixer. And, you know, there was the only thing that had water added to it, I guess, was sometimes when they'd have to, you know, lighten the gravy up a little bit.
thin
it out and get, you know, kind of get some of the grease to calm down with it.
Stretch it a little further, too.
Because
you got a bunch of pigs like me been out playing dodgeball. You come in there and, you know, and you're hungry.
Yeah.
Want more gravy.
Yeah, more gravy. And I always have enough money for two chocolate milks.
Always. That's right. Oh, good times, man. Good times. All right. Well, that's all that and the story.
And one day the kids brought Teddy's mom's groceries home out of respect.
Aww.
It was all out of respect.
Sorry, more Goodfellas lines.
Yeah, more Goodfellas lines.
All right. That leads us into, I think, all of that, and you're telling about how this song came about leads us well into this song. This is one. Goodfellas from their self-titled eponymous all album and all that good jazz, right?
Yes,
yeah.
Eponymous.
This is the one Teddy was talking about that he wrote. Times change on Going Across the Mountain.
I still remember when we brought you home. Your mom and I. Watching you lie all night, like times have changed. I think back to your first day of school. every day. Remember our love, 'cause time's gonna change. Time will change. There's a prom dress on your bedroom door. Looks so much older, but you're still my baby girl. Graduation's here and you say you can't wait. In the fall, you'll be off to another state. Time change. Time should change. Just this morning I noticed lines on my face. It tells the story of my own rat race. Gray streaks running through my brown hair. I think I was buried. Well, at least it's still there. Time to change. Change. I still remember when we brought you home. Your mom and I wouldn't leave you alone. Times have changed.
WNCW Goodfellas and Times Change from their self-titled album. And I'm with Teddy and Ralph. We got a few more minutes. We may play us one more song. But you guys, now you were just down at Allen's Camp.
Yep.
But you guys have been playing some gigs, too. If you want to mention, you know, some stuff you guys got. You got a gig tonight, don't you?
Tonight. Yeah. Winston-Salem, Muddy Creek Music Hall. It's the place to see good music in that area. Food, drinks, intimate atmosphere. I hope it doesn't sell out now that I'm advertising on the radio, but if you're in the Winston-Salem area, or if you're not, take you a drive out and come check us out.
It's just over the road.
Yeah,
Winston-Salem.
It's not far.
But if you used to come from there down to here to your Green Acres all the time.
And we know how smooth sailing is down I-40 now.
Yeah. If you're going to come this late in the game, you better make sure there's still some tickets left.
Yeah, call us if there's tickets. They don't see a lot of people, but
anything else coming up on the near future horizon?
Just keep your eyes on the festivals. We got several. I don't have my thing with me. And then
follow you on Facebook.
That's one thing Facebook's good for. You can find out where the Goodfellas are.
You know, that's right. It's kind of a marketing tool. I've got to admit that. You know, I got to give them props on that. Yeah. Because that's how I found out y'all had a gig tonight. Because I saw it on Facebook. You know, among other things that I didn't want to see.
And we'll have
some things I can never unsee.
A couple of special guests rolling in with us tonight, too. So it will be a special night. We the one tune on there, our buddy Clay Jones laid some guitar tracks down on the Blue Eyed Caroline off there. But my nephew, my 12-year-old nephew, is going to come in and fill in for Clay Jones tonight at the show for that song. So,
all right,
it'll be a special night if you can make it to Muddy Creek tonight.
There you go. See, passing it on down.
There you go.
Keep on passing it down.
And that was on somebody's record recently, and I'm not going to be able to think of who it was. Anyway, I'm telling you, I've been blitzed with so much new music and bluegrass here lately. You talk about the old man brain is spinning around. Mercy.
Wide open.
Yeah, and then you add all the other stuff in life into it. Man, it's just like I have to sit here and I just grab my CD stacks and my lists and stuff, and I have to sit down and go, okay, this is what it is, right?
So who's your favorite band right now, Joe?
Oh, man, don't even do that. Don't even do that to me. Oh, no. There's some really great stuff, and it's basically is what I'm playing. Well, I go Becky Buller. I played it a little while ago, man. I love Crepe Paper Art. It's a great tune. I love the new Warrior River Boys record. Yeah, I love, you know, Junior's new record. I mean, there's so much great stuff. What are you guys listening to?
You just named it. You just named it,
We throw in some things outside of the bluegrass.
Throw in some, like we were listening to Foreigner coming down the road here. So I mean, don't ask me why, but
Lou Graham got that High Lonesome going on, doesn't he?
We'll have some Foreigner worked into the set by the next show, I'm sure.
I
climbed in the back seat and got my mandolin out, and we were doing a little bit of it there.
Say you will, say you won't.
Oh, there you go.
Make up your mind tonight. That's awesome.
Yeah. It's coming, folks.
Yeah. Just some fun stuff.
Yeah, add a little Lonesome into that high, and you got it. See, Teddy knows what I'm talking about there.
I know exactly. I'm all about some High Lonesome.
Yeah, I can remember listening to Foreigner.
I got the high part figured out,
Foreigner on my 8-track player in my pickup truck back in the old days, man. Old Ford pickup. I had an 8-track player, and a couple of speakers I hung up in the cab so they'd be loud in my ears, you know, because you couldn't back then. You didn't have all the stereo stuff you have today. But, slapping the Foreigner 8-track in there.
Did you crank it up?
And I'd listen to that for a while, and I'd pull that out, and then I'd throw in
J.D. Crow.
Ralph Stanley. J.D. Crow.
J.D. Crow 8-track.
Yeah.
That album right there, I had it on 8-track.
Yeah. You got to be more than one-dimensional, my friends.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
All right, which song are we going to do next from this record, this great record, I might add? Let's see. You want to do it? Now, we talked about Dirty Laundry. You want me to play it for
I think one? You should. I think you should. It's good stuff.
Yeah.
Ryan Cavanaugh was listening to us right now.
Three songs in one.
Ryan Cavanaugh. Hey, Ryan, what's up, brother?
Ryan Cavanaugh.
All right.
Oh, there speaking of being outside the box, Ryan Cavanaugh.
All right. Well, we just make the box bigger is what we do.
That's exactly right. Right.
So here we go. All right. Goodfellas off the self-titled. This is how they do Dirty Laundry.
winter down. Kick your winter up and kick them all around. Oh, kick your winter up, kick your winter down. Kick your winter up, kick them all around.
Lord, we are solving all the problems of the world off the air. Teddy Barnicastle and Ralph McGee of Goodfellers in here with me. And that's what it's all about, boys. Yeah. Thank y'all for coming. I mean, we're having too much fun this afternoon, but I hope you out there and, you know, listening to the radio are having fun right along with us and relating to some of this stuff. And, you know, I think these fellas are a little younger than I am, but still, we're all mature, and we relate to a lot of the same stuff.
Sometimes we're mature. Sometimes. Next time we come up, Joe.
Mature is a relative term.
When, but it's relative. Yeah. But at the end of the day, I guess I'm immature when I want. But it's all in good fun and good taste.
Well, we were talking about our lunchroom food. So, what does that say? I don't know. Is that immature or, you know?
Well, the foods that we described just a few minutes ago, if kids are in school now, heard any of that, they're thinking we're from a different planet.
Right. So. And if I told them that I rode my bike to school and I didn't wear a helmet,
say it isn't so.
And that I didn't mind drinking water out of a garden hose.
Yeah. That would. They may be asking what a garden hose is.
We had an awesome way back home from
hose
school.
Hose pipe. That's hose what it's called.
Pipe. That's right.
We were about 2.5 miles from school, and sometimes we would just walk it.
Mm-hmm.
And we went by Aunt Lonnie's house, and we'd get us a big glass Coke.
Mm-hmm.
Walk on down to Tim's house, get us another big old glass Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
Walk across the creek. Up.
Yeah. And there you go.
Yeah.
Good times.
It was a simple life. I mean, it's not uncommon, you know.
Our parents were going, y'all don't know nothing.
Yeah, you're right.
We didn't have running water in the house.
Yeah.
We walked to school, too, and it was uphill both ways.
Yeah. Now, we didn't have a bathroom in my house until I was about 5 years old. That's,
really?
That's the truth. Yes, sir.
Wow.
We did not have a bathroom in my house. Because I remember if you got to go to the bathroom and it's 2 o'clock in the morning, you didn't want to go by yourself, so you had to wake one of your brothers up and go, hey, man, I need to go to the restroom or go to the outhouse because I've got to take care of some business, but I don't want to go alone because it's dark.
Right, And too embarrassing to have a thunder pot in the room so you didn't have to go out.
I don't think I'd go for that.
My dad told me stories about that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, yeah, no thanks.
Yeah. Who's going to empty it? It's what I want. Who's going
to
empty it?
Man, I'm going to wrap it up. Once again, tonight, y'all are at,
Muddy Creek Music Hall in Winston-Salem.
Yep.
Muddy Creek Music Hall, Winston-Salem, 8 p.m.
Yep.
Showtime.
Mm-hmm.
Showtime.
Special guest, Gus McGee.
McGee.
Filling in for the great Clay Jones.
There you go.
8 o'clock. Whatever you do, though, you better check, make sure there's tickets, because the last time we done it, it sold out.
Yeah.
So.
I'm sure they could find that venue Googling pretty easy, then find out. But anyway, all the best on that show tonight.
Thank you so much for having us.
I'm glad y'all come on down. Me and Teddy had miscommunications this week, so I wasn't sure if y'all were coming. I hated to say you were, and then you didn't get to, so... Yeah. You know how it is.
Yeah, I'll take the blame for that one, Joe. Like I say, I was
technology challenged.
Sometimes. Yeah, and Ralph's secretary.
He's blaming it on the internet service up there in Stokes County.
That's
what it is. See?
Well, I wish I could, but I was in Atlanta last week. So, or this week. What week is it? But anyway, we.
Did you drive the Atlanta 400 while you were down there?
Oh my gosh!
Did you compete
in
that?
I did 400 minutes to go 5 miles. I mean, it's crazy. That's the most traffic outside of going around the Metroplex in Dallas. I've been around.
Fond memories of driving what we call the perimeter. You know what I'm talking about, 295 down there.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Atlanta 400, which is the toll booth on 400 down there. You know, it was a drag race, literally.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, you drop your money or you do your pass card or whatever, and as soon as that light turns green, it's like, pow!
Yeah.
You know, I'm racing a couple of BMWs and a Jaguar over here, you know, and my American machine.
Yeah, now you just throw in the mix.
And yes, Larry Cordell, my American machine beat them.
Now, just throw in the mix of all that. Everybody's looking at their cell phone when they're drag racing down.
Not me, brother.
So, there you go.
Not me. I'm watching my tachometer.
Yeah. Amen to that.
I don't want to see pistons flying. But anyway, it's been fun, guys. I'm going to wrap it up here.
We appreciate you playing our music.
Yes, sir. Thanks for sending me the CD, and have a good show tonight. And I'm hoping to get out to one of your shows here in the future.
Absolutely. We'd love to
have you.
If I can get
free. All right.
Absolutely.
Teddy and Ralph from Goodfellas, be listening for their stuff here, and we're going to jump back into our feature album right quick while I say goodbye to these guys. Clay Hess Band's new one, Just Another Story. Which song did I cue up here? Tougher Than the Nails.
Mm.
Yep, a little gospel flavor from Clay Hess here on Going Across the Mountain. Mm.